show number 77.
Well, this is not about class, no color, race, no creed. Make no mistake, it's the changes. We are the people them need. Them a shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oh, oh, oh. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oh, oh, oh. Now you can hear it in the morning,
Obama,
and you can hear it in the evening,
Obama.
Black man and white woman shouting,
Obama.
Them in the groove and them is moving,
Obama.
And you can hear them saying, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oi, oi. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oi, oi. The momentum is hot,
hot,
and no one can stop that,
that.
Well, some of them are dressed back, and some are take back them chat.
Sure.
All some of them who was racist, jumping and dancing in the street, and I shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oi, oi. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, oi, oi. It is not Hillary Clinton,
Obama,
and it is not John McCain,
Obama.
It is not Chuck Norris,
Obama,
and I know it's not John Wayne.
That happened.
I don't know. It must have been one of those, you know, downloads. Dude, that's a cool song, though.
Yeah, that was sweet. That was from
Spence's
Spence.
Yeah.
Who's not here this week to join
Sorely
us.
Missed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was Coco T.
Yeah.
T-E-A, not the letter T, as most West Coast rappers would have you spell it. But I'm here on his MySpace page. He's an original dancehall jam jam kind of man, and he's 102 years old, straight out of Jamaica.
I don't think
he's into
that
music,
old.
People, and positive
I
energy.
Think he's lying about his age.
And ladies, he's single. And his zodiac sign is Aquarius. Yeah, no, that was brilliant. You know, but I feel bad because we're not giving we're not on this show, we're not going to be playing Hillary Clinton's reggae song.
Does she have one?
Well, no, but she should. But we should give equal time to both candidates.
Yeah,
our show's pretty listened to, Mitch. I think there's
some angry death metal McCain music out there as well.
That'd be perfect. Norwegian McCain, angry death metal McCain music.
No, I'm only sort of half joking.
Well, we'll have to source out what these other, you know, the songs these other candidates
are lining
themselves with.
I don't think Hillary has the cool factor that Obama's got going.
Well, not without that song. She doesn't stand a chance. She's going to probably pick some Bruce Springsteen track as they like to do these days.
Or Bruce Hornsby.
Oh yeah, or Bruce Hornsby.
Wasn't that what her husband did? Wasn't that what Bill did in the That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Like, God, they picked the worst tracks, the mainstream. Convention. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bruce Hornsby was a deadhead.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. He actually toured with the Dead for a couple of years.
So that's pretty risque for them, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man. They're really walking the line.
I know, getting crazy out there.
Yeah. Well, that was wicked.
So we've got a lot of music today to get through. We should probably just crack on.
Yeah.
Because we've got about 9 songs and no Spence. So it's going to be music heavy. I can't promise you we're not going to talk a lot, but I can promise you there's going to be a lot of music.
Tons. Get out your notepad.
So here's one. So here's one from the Black Keys. This one's called 10 AM Automatic. They just got a new album out. It sounds really good.
Sweet to the rain. What about trying to think about me, but I'm trying to forget the things that dwell on me. Signal a horse to the wind, then sit in a comfortable tree, mesmerized by the beautiful sky. So think of where I wanna be. I'm gonna sleep at the peaceful moon again until the sun bleeds through my eyes. I'm gonna wait until the morning comes to bite the sleep out of my soul to be heard. I sound so sweet. The pain hit the ground. I feel the embers through my feet. Catch a falling leaf from its journey to the ground. I think I find my saving grace. If silence all around, I'm going to sleep with the peaceful moon again until the sun bleeds through my eyes. I'm going to wait until the morning comes to wipe the sleep out from my eyes. Grab all that you can hold and just follow the trail. It's sand that I'm picking up fast. My dreams will prevail. I'm going to sleep with the peaceful moon again until the sun bleeds through my eyes. I'm going to wait until the morning comes to wipe the sleep out from my eyes.
Cool. That's Scott Matthews. He's opening up for Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on their European tour. And a friend, you know, Bobby Bell, actually, he used to you remember when in the early days, Zach and Bobby used to be, you know, talk on the show. And there, that was something he gave me a big shout out for recently. He said,
to check out this guy.
Check out Scott Matthews. I think he sounds really good.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah, so.
He sounds
he's
like.
A local.
Yeah.
He's based in the UK.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Do you know where? Just because I'm always so curious about where people are from.
Wolverhampton, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means. I mean, I can't put any sort of stereotypes to it. But I'm sure it's the coolest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, well, Wolverhampton's a pretty cool name.
It's a badass name.
I kind of feel like maybe...
There's something special going on there.
Maybe some X-Men
moon.
Growing
out
there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's a special place to be on full moon. Is that what you were going to say?
No, that's cool, man. Well, we're going to that Alison Krauss, Robert Plant show. Fiona's mom bought us tickets. It's that kind of gig.
I want to go. I looked around. It doesn't look like those two are playing in any summer festivals.
Oh, man. Really? That's crazy because they're perfect. I mean, I imagine the world would be blowing up over their stuff.
Last summer, they actually did.
It's just we're that far behind the curve, are we?
I think so. Oh, I think the summer festivals are for next year's amazing talent.
Mm.
Did you hear Prince just signed on for the Coachella festival this year?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Don't know what to think about that.
There's some there's some really cool summer festivals going on this year, actually.
Yeah. We were having a big talk about those in the pub before I came out here.
Which ones are...
Dude, apparently the Baltic states, like Russian festivals, are supposed to be insane. Really? And like all the ones on the Black Sea and stuff. There's apparently two that are just getting really popular, but no one from Western Europe goes. It's mostly everyone around, you know, the Czech Republic and Russia, the former Soviet countries, and they go to it. Apparently there's just so few English speakers there, but these, the like in the summer... Black Sea is just awesome. It's like super warm.
I
and love. Nice and
I want to go to many shows in Black Sea.
Yeah, I mean, apparently the production quality of these shows is just massive. Like the size of them and like building these stages out in the water and, you know, I don't know. It just sounds like some sort of weird heavenly paradise from the stories I've heard.
There's one that's going on in Belgium that's supposed to be like insane. Let me see if I can find it. There's another one that Renica and I are talking about going to called Latitude Festival.
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
It's got like Sugar Rose, Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, that's a good, I like it already.
Interpol.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I love Interpol.
Yeah. Interpol's good.
Oh, they're brilliant.
You should come, dude. We're talking about getting an RV, and we're trying to find one that's like family friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Elbow. Oh, Elbow's playing.
We played them before.
Yeah,
haven't we?
The Breeders.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this one is it's not just music. So there's like a theater stage
Film
where there's people acting, and like there's a poetry
stage, that sounds terrific.
And a comedian stage, and.
That's one of the things that makes South by Southwest so cool is that there's such a wide variety of entertainment beyond the music.
Yeah, but the only thing about South by Southwest is you have to go, it's all like you have to find your way into these different venues, which is, I mean,
it's a little bit like finicky.
Yeah, I guess I just think it's sort of like I think the whole like to me, what's fun about summer festivals is like just laying down in the grass and like having a beer in the sun and
like those days in college playing some hacky sack.
I don't want to like wrestle with other people to try and, you know, get in, because if I don't, even though I've got a wristband to get in for free, if I don't wrestle with people, then I'm not going to get in because too many people are in that venue.
To me
like
Fee and I were spoiled. I mean, I'm not like, I've never been to any of the British festivals because I really have no, I just don't think I could ever find fun being covered in mud and soaked to the bone in rain, like while watching music.
Right.
I think I just would find it a little bit trumping.
Yeah, that's
the
just
weather.
The thing. And that's what Glastonbury was like.
Yeah,
last
it's
year,
like that,
right?
Almost every, I mean, they usually get one or two days of sun, but still it's a lot of dirt and I'm just not into that. But we got spoiled because we went to Benicassim, Spain, for the Fiberfib festival, and it's like, you know, 10-minute walk from the Mediterranean on the beach, and just all these awesome bands, and it goes all night.
It's in Barcelona.
No, it's in Benicassim.
What's Benicassim?
Benicassim is like a little town on the Mediterranean coast, about a few hours from Barcelona, and it was just brilliant. And now whenever I think, okay, what festival should we go to? I'm like, okay, what festivals are being held by really warm bodies of water? It's just so nice.
Yeah, totally. Well, there's this, one of our listeners wrote in about this festival in the end of May in Barcelona, and it's actually a pretty amazing lineup as well. Vampire Weekend are playing there, and some of the other, let me see if I can find it.
I mean, have you heard much Vampire Weekend?
Yeah, I've heard the whole album a couple of times.
How does it resonate with you?
I like it. I think a lot of, maybe it's not for everybody, but I think I think it's really cool.
I always lump them together with the Foals, who are playing on the show today. Mm-hmm. And I also lump them together a bit with MGMT, who are playing on the show today. Just because they all kind of came out around the same time and they all have like a really non-4/4, well, Vampire Weekend, you know, they're a little bit more poppy. But these other, they just all kind of came out around the same time and they have like a slightly different sort of mathy side to them, including some of Vampire Weekend songs. Yeah. And I just find it interesting, the comparison amongst all of them.
I don't think the Foals and Vampire Weekend sound the same. I think
they don't sound the same at all, but there's a slant towards, I don't know, there's definitely a difference between them and most, like there, it's like a new sound, yeah, it seems to me. They're all part of like this new sound in this new way.
That's cool. Well, yeah. I think that's always good if there's like a, if there's a critical mass behind a type of sound, you
yeah,
know, like,
yeah, which is interesting.
That remind, you know, that you always have, like when you can, when you, you know, strength in numbers, you have like, there was the Seattle sound and then yeah, there was like the San Francisco response to the British invasion.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have all these like groups of, whereas like one band, it's hard to break anything. Mm-hmm. Like really, you know, I mean, unless you're like, like amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're trying to really sort of buck a trend or buck a standard in music, it's pretty yeah, tough as one band.
But here's, so I found the website for that. It's Primavera Sound. Mason wrote in, "Hey guys, I'm totally feeling that Youngblood brass band stuff.
That was good.
Amazing spinoff on hip hop. I DJ once in a while in Toronto, and I'm sure I'll play one of their tracks next time. Have you heard of the Primavera Sound Music Festival in Barcelona? It's happening the last weekend in May, and I'm building my first ever trip to Spain around it. Going to be awesome. If you're interested cool, in taking in a great festival, you should check it out. PrimaveraSound.com. Thanks for consistently good show. My buddy Yehan and I are taking a crack at ourselves. You can find our first two on my blog." So,
oh, cool.
I'm gonna check that out. But here, let's just take a look at the lineup here for the Primavera Sound. I'm moving over there right now. It sounds pretty good. It's, I mean, it's so long. Hmm. There's Apparat, which is cool. I mean, shoot, I wish they had it sort of prioritized by the, by like the big bands, De La Soul.
Can't go wrong.
I mean, Barcelona's an amazing place to go as well, because it's just like, I mean, you're that goes back to what you're saying, just like being on the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And that there's that band Spence played last week, Menomina.
Oh yeah. Oh cool.
Management is playing, MGMT, the Knot Twist, Portishead.
Oh geez, man.
Yeah, Rufus Wainwright, the Rumble Strips, Silver Jews.
That is a great lineup. It's really diverse.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. Tindersticks, Vampire Weekend, Voxtrot. So, but dude, check this out, right? So, I was looking through these different lineups. You know, there's literally in the UK or in Europe, there's probably 200 festivals this summer.
Jesus.
You know, between like April and the end of September, like just everywhere. So, you know, I'm just trying to find like, what's the best family friendly one? If I'm going to do one or maybe two.
Yeah.
You know, the Latitude one, I think, is probably going to be the best, because this one that I'm about to mention doesn't have any, it's not family friendly. They've actually said, don't bring anyone under 12.
Really?
Because listen to the,
what?
Because the number, the more, like the more popular the bands are, then the more
crazy.
It's crazy. It is. I mean, there's no way to bring an infant.
Yeah,
to, like,
that's cool.
A big mashup.
I understand.
So Too Many DJs, Air Traffic, Baby Shambles, Band of Horses, Beck, Ben Harper, Chris Cornell, Counting Crows, Devotchka, Donovan Frankfurter, Editors, Galactic, Gnarls Barkley, Gossip, Hot Chip, Jay-Z, Justice, Kaiser Chiefs, Kings of Leon, KT Tunstall, Lenny Kravitz, Mark Ronson,
Kings
Management, Mika, Moby, Neil Young, REM, The Raconteurs, Radiohead, Sugar Rose, Soul Wax, The Hives, The National, The Verve,
which
Wigs,
one is this? Which
Chemical
one is this?
Brothers, Underworld, Vampire Weekend. It's a 4-day festival in it's in Brussels, or right, just outside of Brussels.
That's
it's
incredible.
Yeah, it's called Rocked Werchter.
So, sounds like a sausage I had once.
We're trying to figure out if we can get a 4-day, you know,
man, that's incredible.
Kitchen pass or something, but
that's the kind of thing that just isn't going to kick off until like 1 a.m. you know,
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, let's go. I guess we should get into some more music.
We got tons. What's coming up?
You brought in something from Donovan, right?
Oh, yeah, Donovan.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The wise man at the end, no dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave, by crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in light, flat, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears. I pray, do not go gently into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Do not go gentle that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The dying of the light.
come back
song. I loved it.
You're talking shit. You didn't really like it.
No, I dug it.
That was Dvojka.
It was very peaceful.
The song's called Dearly Departed. Renica and I saw them play on Wednesday night.
Really? Just last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Where?
At the Scala.
Oh, cool.
King's Cross.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Remember we saw She Wants Revenge?
Oh, yeah. That's what we saw there last.
Yeah. That was like a year ago or something. Anyways, yeah, it was a great show. I mean, so much sound come out of just four people, you know, in that band.
They all play multiple instruments.
They're really switching instruments and like, just like, as I don't know what you picture that vocalist like, but I pictured him to be kind of, you know, shaggy and like disheveled and,
yeah,
you know, artistic.
And, yeah, sort of a Gogol Bordello, like kind of,
yeah.
I mean, they have the Eastern Europe. I always connected them so closely, just the Eastern European thing and the name like Dvojka. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I actually have no idea what
they're
really
from
like.
Colorado.
You're shitting.
No, I swear to God. And the guy in the front man had like a, you know, shaved on the back of his head and the sides and then long up top, like really like George Clooney almost like haircut and like in a suit and like I was just like, what? That is not the guy that's on the album, you know? But then he starts singing and he's just emoting and like, and his hair starts to get messed up and like, you know, it's like, you know, he's trying to come across. I think the whole band had this sort of almost like a 50s sort of like, I don't know,
clean cut sort of style about him.
Yeah, totally. But they're artists.
Yeah.
You know, each person in the band.
Oh, interesting, man.
Really good.
Wow, I wish I could have seen that. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Because we played them once before, haven't we?
We did. We played an like acoustic version of the song that was on Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe a year ago. But I still love that band, so, you know.
Wow, do you have the whole album?
Well, so they have like five albums. They have a new one coming out now. How It Ends was the more recent one that was really, really good. The new ones I haven't heard yet, but
I gotta get that.
They're a unique set of musicians.
When they rock out, does it come out at all? Like, can you connect? I mean, I'm just trying to maintain this connection.
They go punk when they go hard, rather than like heavy metal or like or even Arcade Fire or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? They go a bit sloppy. Like they go a bit like noisy.
Yeah.
Sort of distortion.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like he definitely plays the guitar too loud and it like starts to sound bad.
Brilliant.
Which is like good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, cool, man.
Yeah, totally.
I got to dig deeper on those guys.
Yeah. They're really good. But going back to Gogol Bordello, that was the other show you and I went to
that
2 weeks ago.
Was possibly in the top 10 best live shows I've ever seen in my life, right up there with Arcade Fire, which is number one, I think. Actually, they're hitting the number two spot, I have to say.
Yeah,
that was
good.
So good.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. And Dr. Spence was there. It was so weird that all of us independently managed to get tickets to this show.
Yeah.
And then we're all like, oh, hey, we're all going to the show.
Oh, it was just brilliant. I mean, I've never seen, like, people were people were just dancing everywhere. Not even in front of the stage, not even just at the back, like, of the,
in the bathroom.
Like, thing, but in the bathrooms, yeah. People were dancing. Like, people were just going nuts. And then the encore went on for like an hour.
Yeah, the encore was longer than the show itself.
There's something more than red wine in those bottles they're swinging out of.
I know, I was telling Renica that everything, you know, he comes out with a bottle of wine, yeah. And then he came in and he leaves with a bottle of wine, and the encore, he's rubbing red wine over his tits, and yeah. It's like...
I want them at my bar mitzvah. I want them at my bat mitzvah. I want them at my retirement party. I want them at my wedding party. I want them at every party I ever have ever again for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
they just know how to make anything
that's
a good time.
Show. We, Renica and I, saw Gogo Bordello play with Madonna at Live Earth Festival in what's it called? At Wembley Stadium. Yeah, it was like that Al Gore.
Right. Yeah, I remember the princes were there and all the royal and everyone famous and special was there. Yeah.
Wasn't it during like the, right at the same time as the Live 8?
The Live 8 stuff was like a month before, wasn't it?
Maybe, I don't know, but there was this big sort of political gathering, global gathering, kind of like a environmental awareness thing that was going on right around the same time as the festival.
Well, there was the Al Gore one,
yeah,
which was Live Earth, right? Yeah. Which is what you guys went to, and then there was the Bob Geldof one, which wasn't environmental, but that was Live 8,
no,
wasn't it?
Oh, what? Maybe it was.
That was the Geldof one.
I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Anyways, yeah,
yeah. Which was I think maybe a few months before.
This was the. Well, anyways, so
did you guys have any chili cheese fries with Prince William? Were you there?
No, but dude, it was an amazing lineup. Spinal Tap was there. Beastie Boys, Madonna. Who else, Ren?
Spinal Tap hasn't aged a year.
I think Metallica was there.
You're shitting me.
Even Metallica is
brilliant.
You know, don't steal their MP3s, but we love the Earth.
Yeah.
anyway, so I dug up a recording because this was an amazing event, because Gogo Bordello comes out and plays live with Madonna during her performance.
Yeah.
And she played one of her classics.
She's a big fan of them. In fact, he's like he's the actor. He plays the pimp in her newest flop movie. I've seen a clip from it. It looks really well. He looked great. I don't know about the movie, but he looked great.
I vaguely remember after our shot of whiskey at the Gogo Bordello show, you saying something like, if he's not the reason Madonna broke up with Guy Ritchie, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
it was something like that. No, you know it's going to happen. No, they haven't, but I hear they're on the rocks.
Well, yeah. Maybe they didn't break up yet, but Gogo Bordello's on the loose.
Yeah.
Dude,
pants that tight. Can you say no?
Check out this version of La Isla Bonita. It's a little bit long, so we'll re-adjourn after the song, but it's really good. Yeah, that was pretty tight.
That was sweet.
That was more Gogo Bordello. That was more Madonna than Gogo Bordello. But I love the way he just fucked it up.
Mm. I wonder how far he's gonna take it, the gypsy punk style.
Yeah,
you know, and all that. Because it, I'm sure it went beautifully, and his launch time really, oddly enough, did coincide with Borat. Really, that's when he got big. They all kind of came at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting because we're not only now starting to see, finally starting to have some visibility of sort of the deep Eastern European, you know, almost Western Asia like cultures, you know, because for so long they were hidden behind the Iron Curtain, and then
and now they have money. Now we care.
Now they're starting to make money. Yeah. And now they're moving to New York and forming gypsy punk bands and making movies and I don't know.
Well, dude, you know, those Black Sea festivals, just another sign of it all. It's like, it's getting so interesting over there.
Yeah. I'm dying to go to Moscow. Like the government, the buildings, the Kremlin, the photos, every photo I've seen of the Kremlin, I'm just like, is that real?
Yeah. I would love to run around Moscow in the summer playing a really good game of laser tag. You know,
or frisbee golf.
Yeah. just you know, hiding behind, you know, whatever, and you know, stalking someone. I don't know. It just seems really appropriate over there to me.
Yeah.
All the movies I've seen.
Yeah. No, I know.
Bless you. Oh my God.
Bailey. Yeah. Bailey's got the sneezes.
All smiles and sneezes.
Yeah. Well, we should keep moving. We've got three more songs. So
and some ground to cover.
We're getting close to the 1 hour mark. So do you want to, you've got a couple more tracks. You want to kick it
off? Yeah. You got MGMT all chalked up?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right, cool.
I'm feeling rough, I'm feeling double whammy.
That was like a
one solid hour of music.
I felt almost like I was in the '80s for a minute.
That had a bit of an '80s thing about it,
but without being like camp '80s.
Who else do we play? I think MGMT had, well, their style is definitely.
I liked MGMT actually more than the Foles. So that last one was the Foles, which is something we mentioned on the last show.
Yeah,
and again and on this show,
following through for
now. We're finally playing it.
But you like MGMT? Yeah, I think I do. Well, I don't know. They're both really interesting bands, and they both have a funny style about them. It's got complexity within it, which I really dig.
Yeah,
but MGMT is weird, particularly because of their videos and their album covers. They're a bit like Brian Jonestown Massacre, in a way that it's all really low production quality in terms of the artwork. I mean, it's really straightforward, cut and paste.
Like it was super.
The music's super production quality, but like the artwork surrounding their stuff and the videos is really lo-fi, thrown together, like backyard kind of feel about it, which is fun because it almost makes you feel close to the band, like you're standing 10 feet in front of them in a venue that only supports 200, you know, because their video is just so simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And their artworks are so
simple. You actually watch music videos?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, the MGMT like, one.
I can't think of the last time I've seen a music video. I used to watch MTV all the time.
No. I mean, I see them on YouTube.
So you just right.
Yeah. Like I don't see any on TV.
So ever. You like search a band and then you see the video on YouTube.
Well, a lot of times people are passing around new music by checking out a YouTube video rather than by linking to an MP3. I mean, I'm seeing more and more sort of video links.
Yeah.
So I guess it's sort of coming in hand that it's so easy for people to make a video. And you have friends who are interested in it.
You can just do
why
it
not
with
just
a,
make
with
your
like
video
a portable
along with
camera
your song.
Like your little like snappy digital camera.
Yeah. And to be quite honest, it looks like management did their video in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So yeah, I'm into them, man.
That's cool. I mean, it sounds like they're playing at some really high profile festivals. So
they are. They're huge.
Sounds like next fall is going to be big for them after everyone sees them this summer.
Dude, this last year was apparently a really big season for them. I feel like I'm losing my edge, Mitch. I mean, management have made me feel like I'm losing my edge. Because I should have known about them about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And they're already like, I find out about them when they're playing massive concerts all over Europe.
Although it's interesting because I was looking at like the Coachella lineup and I know about 95% of the bands that are playing there. And I remember about 5 years ago when I first started going to Coachella, feeling like I only knew about 25% of the bands.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know whether Coachella's getting higher profile and therefore less underground. Or if I just have more visibility about the kinds of bands that are playing.
You started doing the podcast after you started going to Coachella. So you're searching more and you're hearing more names and hearing more connections.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I was more in touch a couple years ago than I am now.
Huh.
Like you're saying, I feel like I do feel like I'm losing my edge a little bit. And I don't know. I think, but that's, it definitely goes in waves. Like there'll be times when I'm like, dude, I am on it. I'll find like five new bands and then I'll figure out like 20 other bands that are tied into those five bands somehow. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally in the know right now.
I'm hip. And I'm cool. Another, touch
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And then, another, you know, next thing I know, I'm like, I don't know. I like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. I'm into that new Robert Plant, Alison Krauss CD. You know, the one that's on special at Kmart.
Yeah. Oh, well, they also have it at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's when you know you're into the good shit.
Oh God, that hurts.
Let me just read. We should probably, you know, tie it all up. But let me just read a few comments. I have to say, we haven't been getting as many comments recently.
No,
and it hurts.
It makes me feel like what we're doing isn't worth it.
No,
I know. That was my guilt trip. I don't know. Does it actually do the comments like make it?
They matter to me.
Because we don't get paid. I'm starting to feel like we're like I'm like KCRW or whatever, like PBS.
We get
like,
paid in comments.
You know, please call in and donate. But we don't even want donations. We don't even want money.
Yeah.
The only thing we want from you guys is a write-in every once in a while to say where you heard us, what song you liked.
Yeah, what? And what songs you're really digging on at the moment? Because I'm losing my edge, we're playing. And I need to borrow your edge.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is for us to make Notes Underground, you know, a place where people are finding out about new music. And
yeah,
it shouldn't be a broadcast. It should be a conversation.
It should be a democracast.
Yeah. so to that end, let me read a couple other comments here. We got Jamie G is back on. She said, just recently got caught up on shows. The past few have been great. I love the Architecture in Helsinki song you played a few shows back.
Heart It Races.
You played a remix, which there are many of. Personally, I like the original best. They even have a Heart It Races EP too, with four other bands covering that song. All the other music has been great too, as always. Three quarters of the way to being to the big 100.
I know, dude. I know. I got my eyes on that spot. Yeah.
I know. We got to do something amazing. We should probably do like a live, you know, podcast from like a festival or something.
That actually is a good idea. Yeah. Unlike many of your other ideas, that's actually a really good idea.
That one actually works.
No, I like the. I've always wanted to do one from, I don't know, our favorite pub somewhere, you know, or just something a little like a bit of energy going on, and maybe some, you know, local yokels that could chime in and hang out. That'd be really sweet.
But 25 episodes away from 100, it's pretty much.
That's six almost months half to a year.
That's probably
a
year. Yeah, that's probably a year because we're not doing.
We do about every other week.
So.
Year out.
We're looking at a year out from 100. Sorry, guys.
That'll make it even that much more special.
Anyways, maybe Christmas.
Yeah. Dude, Bailey will be able to chime in with her favorite latest songs by that point.
Yeah, Bailey's going to be like, I really like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Micah writes in, hey guys, I didn't look it up to verify, but I believe Spaghetti Western.
Wait, we read this at the last show.
Oh, did we?
We did. We read.
Oh, we read all the Spaghetti Western stuff?
We read the Spaghetti Western stuff.
Then I'm cool.
That topic has been opened, closed, shut, and sealed.
Okay.
We now know
everything
about the Spaghetti Western.
Sergio Leone.
Well,
that's it for all the jibber jabber. Dan's got a special closer for you guys.
Oh, this one's kind of funny.
Yeah. And,
you know who you are.
Next time we'll drag Dr. Spence along with us. He's actually getting into it. He really likes being here. It's fun to have.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So this one's, Dan, you kicked this off, this last song.
This was a completely random find and a minor godsend. It made me laugh, and I think it will make most of our listeners laugh, too.
Who is it?
I can't remember his name. You're going to have to prompt
me. Oh, John.
John.
Lahui?
Yeah, there's like some silent vowels in there.
L-A-J-O-I-E.
And consonants.
Lahui. John Lahui.
Yeah.
You guys will be able to figure out the title of this song. I don't want to spoil it. So
no, it's in there. You'll notice it.
Good night, everyone.
Ever watch the sun go down and you're thinking about the world spinning round? Have you ever been high as fuck? You're in the bathroom mirror talking to yourself and your dog's looking at you like you need help. Have you ever been high as fuck? Then you feel your heart pumping really fast and you're convinced that you're gonna have a heart attack. Have you ever been high as fuck? You close your eyes and you're on a chicken farm. The only problem's that the chickens have human arms. You say that's fucked up, why do the chickens have human arms? You need snacks so you walk to the corner store, but you're scared because you think that they will know you're high. So you walk around the block to buy some time. You finally decide to go in the store, but you're so high you don't know why you're there anymore. So you just buy a pack of gum, get the hell out of there. You're walking home and your mouth is dry. Should have
bought some juice and snacks, but you were too high. Thinking about ketchup chips, and for some reason, the game Battleship.
And you start thinking about how fun it was to play games like Battleship when you're a kid. And how, as we get older, we forget how to play and just to enjoy ourselves. So you say, guess what? I'm going to make up a game right now. And it involves a baseball bat and a porcupine. And I'm going to try to kill a porcupine with a baseball bat. But then you don't know where to find the porcupine. So you go on eBay and you do a search. But people don't sell porcupines on the internet. And you say, you know what, world? You got me cornered again. I'm going to roll another joint.
Ever eat a whole bag of crackers that was so old that they weren't crispy anymore? Have you ever been high as fire?